Rule 7. How big is the differential?
2 Timothy 1:7 NIV. For the Spirit God gave us does not make us timid, but gives us power, love, and discipline.
Caloric intake. Maybe you heard the story that came out a few years ago about John Cisna, a science teacher who ate only McDonald's for 6 months and lost 56 pounds. He did this on a 2,000-calorie diet while walking 45 minutes a day. Moral of the story, caloric intake is a big deal. You need to start eating what you want and not what you think you should eat. Imagine you're at lunch with your girlfriend. You choose the full-size Caesar salad, and she chooses the lunch special cheese pizza. Who just ate the most calories? You did. The cheese pizza from the average restaurant is 950 calories, while a Caesar salad can be as much as 1,280 calories. Crazy, right? You can get so caught up on trying to eat healthy and think you're doing really good when really you're missing out on eating what you really want for no reason. My trainer told me that people trip themselves up in a similar way when it comes to exercise. You can work out at the gym and overestimate how many calories you actually burned. Treadmill calorie counters are not accurate. So say that you think you burned 400 calories in a workout when in reality you only burned 200. If you go out and devour 400 calories based on that misperception, you're suddenly in a bad place. I'm not an advocate for counting calories. I am an advocate of getting yourself to a place where you eat less food. That's the whole idea. We fed our bodies too much and too often. Now we're limiting the amount of times that we're eating and the amount of food that we're eating with this plan. Caloric intake is very important. My aunt weighed 125 pounds for the longest time before she dropped to 90 pounds and stayed there. Using the calorie calculator at calculator.net, I can estimate that she only had to go from eating about 1,800 calories a day to about 1,524 to maintain that weight loss. It's unbelievable. Just a small change in your caloric intake can make such a difference. It's not very hard to reduce calories and still eat what you love. You can do it easily with sandwiches. In my opinion, there's never really a time you should be eating two pieces of bread. One is more than enough. If you can get away with it, have an open-faced sandwich with just one slice of bread. To reduce the bread on an English muffin, scoop out the middle part. It tastes better that way, in my opinion, because I like the crunchy part anyway. You can do a similar thing with a bagel and take out the entire middle part. This way, you get rid of a lot of calories, but still feel like you have a nice sandwich. On the other hand, there are times when you're craving something and you need to let yourself feel satisfied. In Virginia, there's a restaurant called Baker's Crust that has something called the Gotta Have It Burger, and sometimes I gotta have it. That kind of burger isn't quite as good without the bun, so when I eat it, I eat the whole thing. You don't want to make every meal a mental battle. It's really exhausting. People that are naturally thin don't do that to themselves. Counting calories, asking, can I or should I? All of that is just mentally exhausting. Are all calories created equal? When you do this intermittent fasting plan correctly, you're going to consume less calories and that equals weight loss. If you're worried that eating the decadent foods you want is going to counteract that, check out this story. Mark Hobb is a professor of human nutrition at Kansas State University who, for a class project, ate junk food for the majority of his diet and lost 27 pounds in 2 months. The key? He restricted his calories to less than 1,800 a day. It didn't matter that he was eating mostly Twinkies, Doritos, Oreos, and more. The calorie deficit led to his weight loss. Now, if you had one person eat 1,800 calories of Twinkies versus 1,800 calories of grilled chicken, I do think you'd see a difference in muscle definition. However, if your focus is weight loss, proper intermittent fasting helps you get where you want to be. Also, because intermittent fasting involves eating windows, and as a result, less meals a day, it removes the need for being overly focused on counting the actual calories. If you eat one meal a day, for example, it's very difficult to eat more than 1,200 calories in one sitting. Macronutrients. Macros, short for macronutrients, are nutrients your body needs to survive. They are fats, protein, and carbs. All three of these are needed for cognitive function, energy, and more. Protein really ties into lean muscle mass and satiety, the feeling of being satisfied. If you're deficient of protein, it can contribute to weakness, mood changes, lack of concentration, and joint issues. By simply listening to your body, evaluate if you're getting enough of everything you need. Don't get obsessive with trying to count every last gram. Know yourself. Let's say I really wanted some chocolate mousse, but in an effort to be healthy, I tell myself, I'm just going to have this apple with almond butter instead because that's the healthier option. Sometimes that will work, but oftentimes it really depends on how badly you want it. Because what you don't want to do is eat the apple with almond butter, say, that just didn't do it, and go eat the mousse anyway. Now you've eaten the apple, almond butter, and the mousse. You've eaten all those calories. It's better just to eat the mousse in a small amount rather than overeating. In my opinion, no one ever needs an entire donut. It's way too much sugar. But does everyone need a couple of bites of donut every once in a while? Absolutely. In the beginning, it takes time because you have to tell yourself that you can eat just 3 bites and be done. When you're starting out, you're probably going to have to throw away half of the donut to keep yourself in check. Scales. 2 days ago, I got on the scale and I gained 2 pounds. Today, I got on the scale and lost 3 pounds. Did I really lose 3 pounds? No. That's why the scale isn't a good indicator. Don't freak out over the scale. It will drive you up the wall mentally. It could be something as simple as water that makes your scale weight fluctuate. I recommend weighing once a week and only when you're feeling thin. If you're feeling bloated, then don't get on the scale. I only get on the scale if I think I've lost weight. Otherwise, why am I going to get on the scale just to feel bad about myself? No way.